Robert asks, are psychopaths born the way they are? If so, what's your suggestions for raising a child who displays psychopathic tendencies? Here is my response. Some people are heavily predisposed by genetics to be psychopathic. But there is no one who, in terms of their DNA, is irredeemably psychopathic. I have known people who, judging by their behavior as infants, were clearly as predisposed by genetics towards psychopathy as anyone. But because they were raised by morally centered and kind people, they did not ever become full-blown psychopaths. Contrary-wise, I have known people who had only a modest predisposition towards psychopathy but who, because they were raised by cold, manipulative, and punitively moralizing parents, became highly psychopathic. If a child shows early leanings towards psychopathy, the way to prevent him from becoming completely psychopathic is to give legitimate strengths and to make able to compete honorably and without cheating in a competitive world. The worst thing to do to a budding psychopath is to lecture. The worst thing is to give morally tinged content like lectures about morality, with some homespun philosophy thrown in. For example, everything is relative. The best thing to do is to show interest in a child. Listen to the child. Do not negotiate with child. Do not yield but not lose your temper. Require the child to do as you do, not as you say. Show moral centeredness through deeds. Show strength through strength, through deliberate and sensible conduct, not through violence, nor through histrionic displays. And know that children see through moralizing performances. They see them, rightly, as signs of inner weakness and hypocrisy. Children also see violence in much the same way. They rightly see both as attempts to hide inner weakness with a thin glaze of outer pseudo-strength. Basically, be real with a child, and the child will be real, and, by virtue of being real, he will not become a psychopath.